Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Oh, I want to thank Jason for engineering today. And I want to thank Kathy and Sharon for giving me the day off yesterday. It was great. I had a semi-annual checkup in pulmonology. It was really interesting. I had 5 minutes. I think it set a record. Took all 5 minutes, and everything was going really, really well. And doctor said, "So, what do you attribute your success to?" And that she didn't mean radio, of course. She meant, you know, respiratory. And I said, "Well, you know, diet, exercise, positive mental outlook, hydration, your protocol." I wanted to be polite. And the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device from Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy. And then she left. I don't think she was interested. And, you know, you would think that a medical doctor would say, wow, you know, like 99.99999% of my patients are getting worse every minute, and you're going the other way, and you're getting better, and how is that possible? What are you doing? I'd really like to know, what are you doing? Because obviously it's working, and obviously they're not doing it. So what is it? So I told her what it was. PEMF is a big contributor to this. And she didn't want to hear about it. Can you imagine that? What do you think, Greg? Is that amazing or what?
I would say hard work. Something that a lot of people don't seem to do today. Good old hard work.
Yeah.
Lifting things, walking great distances, eating good meals. Yeah.
Well, you said something very interesting, Greg, walking distances. So I had two appointments this week. One was Rich filled in. I had the other one. And so I went to the University Hospital, you know, first, just for a checkup. And, you know, they want to monitor my progress. And so they said, well, let's do a walking test. So they have this course, and you walk this course, and it's there and back and there and back. And the pulmonologist said, okay, so just walk, you know, over there to that flag and turn around, come back, and walk over that flag and come back. And they put a heart rate monitor on me, and they put a pulse oximeter on me on my forehead. And I had this thing around my neck, and he could read the display as I went past him lap after lap after lap. So he didn't say, you know, I want you all to run. He just said, just walk and turn around and, you know, come back here and then turn around and come back. So it's a little course, you know, there and back. And so I did it, and as I was getting, it's 6 minutes. So as I was getting close to the 6 minute mark, he said, just keep going. And I'm looking at him. He'd go a little more and a little more. And I'll tell you when to stop. So I'm looking at him, you know, I'm looking backwards. And as I'm walking. And so the last lap, I was going really slowly. And I could have gone much, much faster. And my oxygenation was, you know, like 98. And so they were stunned. And so I get the results, and I walked 1,570 feet, 1570. And so after that, I met with the doctor, and I said, so how are these results? He said, well, the farthest, you know, the most anybody's ever done is 1,600. And I'm thinking, if this guy just said, keep going and I'll yell when to stop, if I was going normal speed, I would have gone way over 1,600. And I would have set the record. Unbelievable. But the point is, communicate, several points. One is communication's terrible today. People do not communicate what they're trying, what they might mean. They don't. And because of it, we have lots of accidents. Lots of accidents. Lots of bad information. So I explained that to the doctor, and then he was kind of stunned that, you know, I could have done better than, you know, the best that they've had. And he wanted to know what the reason for my improvement was. And I told him the same thing. You know, diet, exercise, positive mental outlook, hydration, and PEMF. And he was interested. So it's interesting how some doctors are interested, other doctors aren't. So his appointment was like over a half an hour, and the other one was 5 minutes. Interesting. So I don't know what's going on. I really don't. I don't know if the medical profession, some doctors are, you know, on a salary, and it doesn't matter how many patients they have, they're going to spend the right amount of time with each one, and maybe other doctors are on a commission basis, and they spend less time. I don't know. I really don't know. But the problem is you need a doctor to get a prescription should you need a prescription. That's the problem. And the other thing is that the second doctor, which was, you know, the doctor with 5 minutes, asked me, you know, years ago, so what am I doing? I said, well, I'm inhaling saline solution, sterile 0.9% or 3% or 7% saline solution. And I was the only guy doing that, because what it does is it helps you bring up phlegm. And it clears the airways. It's great. And it's salt water. But it has to be sterilized, right? Otherwise, you can get an infection. So now, yesterday when I had my five-minute appointment, I talked to the nurse and I said, so what are the other people doing? I said, well, you know, is anybody else on any of this saline? She said, oh, yeah. Yeah. So evidently, they're listening to what I'm telling them, but they don't want to acknowledge that they're listening to what I'm telling them. Isn't that fascinating? Greg, any comments?
I'll tell you, after listening to the headlines of the news, and I'm thinking mental health here, it doesn't surprise me that shooter was a professor who didn't get a job at the college. These are the kind of people we're hiring. And a lot of these doctors, all they do is repeat what they've learned in school, and who's supporting and paying for the doctors? Why, it's the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, well, your thoughts on that?
Well, that's right. And so there are many articles in the media right now that talk about doctors who have been prescribing prescription-type meds because they have been getting kickbacks. And I'm talking, enough to buy a couple boats or enough to buy a house, that kind of thing, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, added income. So, you know, doctors are pretty well paid, you know, to begin with, right? So then, you know, you add some extra spending money, you know, a few hundred thousand here, a million there, and that's what's going on. So if you're wondering why doctors are writing prescriptions for some meds, that's the reason. And you got to ask yourself, is that why they were killing us with the jab? I mean, did they get, you know, $100 a jab, $50?
Ask your doctor if this is right for you. Ask your doctor if it's right for you. Why not do a little research and find out? I mean, good grief. It's staggering, the side effects of some of these things, including sudden death and things like this that they talk about. Just to clear up a little bit of a skin problem, or have a headache or something like that. You're dealing with the possibility of instant death, cancer, to fight sickness,
Have you been to a doctor recently where you've seen the nurse or the nurse or the nurses or the collection of nurses? I don't know what you'd call a collection of nurses. You know, it's a gaggle of geese. It's a flock of birds. It's a herd of cattle. I don't know what you call a group of nurses. But have you noticed that they are typically 2X and 3X in body size? Have you noticed?
Yeah. You're right about that. I've seen quite, you know.
And this test, this walking test, this is kind of interesting, class. So this walking test, you know, has, so what would the norm be? So at the bottom, they have this, you know, this equation. They fill in your weight times the number of steps, and then they get this final result. So how much do you weigh times how many steps did you take, and that's your final result, to be compared with other people. Well, the problem was my result, although I walked, you know, among the farthest, was about half of the minimum result, because I weigh less than half of what the average patient weighs. Because my body, yeah, seriously, 132 pounds typically, and 5'7", and so I'm lean. I'm not fat by any stretch. I'm lean, and because of that, I was penalized in this, I don't know, earth-moving equipment scale, because I didn't weigh, you know, the 250 or 300 pounds or more.
Have you seen the, that picture of the Secretary of Health for this and the health for that, and they're all overweight and just sick looking?
Yeah, absolutely. And if they're not, they're queer, right?
That's right. It's got to be some kind of a joke. Can this be intentional? Probably. Let's pick the unhealthiest, fattest, mental problem person we can find to put in charge of health.
How about the reports that are coming out that in the media right now, that, you know, when you look at the commander in chief, you look at him, and some days he's hardly, you know, vertical, hardly can hardly move, can hardly get, you know, a sentence together, and other days he has a little zip in his step, and the reports now are he's being pumped up with amphetamines. So pump him up with amphetamines, he's good for a day, and then he collapses. Kind of explains it. Now, I can't say that it's true. It's just what's in the media. I'm just regurgitating what's in the media, you know, paraphrasing it. But
yes.
We have no leadership. No leadership at all. You know,
no leadership,
Greg,
no good media. Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on.
It's like a page out of Adolf Hitler's playbook with, you know, Joseph Goebbels. And, you know, you got to keep telling the lie bigger and bigger and bigger because people believe big lies. You tell big lies often enough and people believe them. It's the little lies that it can't be true. So, here's an interesting thing. So, I mentioned that I bought a propane tank and it's 500 gallon and it was built in 1954. And we replaced the seals on a valve and it worked great. All of a sudden, yesterday it started to leak in a different place, and it leaked at the gauge. And I want to talk about a tool and how I fixed it. So I was going to lose 400 gallons of propane. And this is that little dial indicator that tells you how much liquid propane is in the tank. The one we have has four screws. And I put a screwdriver on it. I could not turn these four screws to tighten up the O-ring under this dial indicator. There's a tool that I bought back in about 1970. Maybe 71, and it's called a hand impact tool. And what you do is it comes with these real hardened tips, like screwdriver tips, like a number 2 Phillips, a number 3 Phillips, a flat blade, and a few others. And what it's about the size of a toilet paper cardboard tube, a little bit narrower in diameter, about the same length. And you put the screwdriver tip in it, and you set it squarely against the screw that you want to either tighten or loosen. And you hit it with a hammer. And that impact of the downward force of the hammer, combined with the twisting action of the internal screw mechanism of this device, will either tighten or loosen the screw, depending on how you set it for tightening or loosening. What a great tool. About a few wraps with the hammer, I was able to tighten the seal and save 400 gallons of propane. Well, maybe 300 gallons left. So, it's called a hand impact tool, made by KD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us in class. If you want to get in touch with him, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. You know, Greg, I bought something on Amazon yesterday and had free shipping. So it was about $36, something I needed for the farm. So I went to Amazon, had the lowest price, so I click on it and I go to checkout and, you know, I look and it says, okay, here's the tax. Yeah. You know, now you have to pay tax on internet shipping or internet purchases, eBay as well. It's a racket the government has decided. The governments of the states want you to pay tax on pretty much everything. And so I clicked on it and I went to checkout and there's a shipping fee of $6.99. Now here's the point, class. Jeff Bezos needs your money. He doesn't have enough. One of the richest people in the world, and he needs your money. So they say free shipping, and then when you go to checkout, they automatically click that you're going to pay for shipping. So you have to read the fine print, and then just above where it says $6.99 shipping, just above that in fine print, it says free shipping. So you have to physically force the screen to go to free shipping, which they agreed to give you in the first place, but which they took away from you between the time you agreed to say, well, let's put this in the cart and then let's check out. They switched it to $6.99 additional cost. It's disgraceful what he and his company are doing. They are deceptive. And that's and Pinocchio, Pinocchio was a liar. Yeah, Pinocchio had a big nose, and he was a liar. So you got to be really careful. And you know, here's what Bezos did. So he commissions to have this ship built. I believe it is in Norway. So he wants to have this tallest, longest sailing ship currently on the ocean, the biggest one. Okay, so it's going to be green because it has sails. So he has this ship commissioned. They finally build the ship, and they go, oh, no, we can't get it out of dry dock because the masts are too tall. Oh, that's okay. There's a bridge in the way. We'll just take part of the bridge apart, and a historic bridge, and take the bridge apart, and then we'll sail through it, and then we'll put the bridge back together. Well, the people, the residents, went ballistic that this rich guy was going to demolish their bridge and then have it put back together. And, of course, it would never be put back together the same as it was before it was taken apart, right? So they went ballistic, and so they figured out that they couldn't. He's going to have to get his ship into the ocean some other way. So they did that. Then he gets his ship over to Florida. They sail it over to Florida. But, you know, just to make sure everything's safe, he has another boat with him. You know, the one with the helicopter and the cars and the jet skis, you know, that stuff. That follows him around with a big diesel engine, I believe. This is all, you know, don't believe anything I say. So they get it over to Florida, and they want to put it in the marina. Well, the ship's too big. So it's docked there where the oil tankers are docked. And I'm sure he doesn't like that. Because now he has lousy neighbors. He's got oil tankers as neighbors where his big ship is moored. That's Jeff Bezos. So you want to take direction from a guy like that who can't even figure out that, wait a minute, whoa, 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 are we going to have trouble getting the brand new ship we're building out of dry dock? Are we going to be able to do that? Do these guys actually think? That's the leadership we have today, that kind of mentality. They can't see step number two. They can't. They don't know how to play chess, let alone checkers. Greg, back to you. Did we lose Greg?
No, I'm here. I just cut out for just a second okay. There. Sorry about that.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Incredible.
All true.
Okay. You know, I've got a...
Do you want to buy that...
I've got some plastic fender flares with the bolt kit and everything for a 2009... the 2014 Ford F-150 that are doing me absolutely no good. I was fully reimbursed, but if anyone has a 2006 to a 2014 F-150 and wants some of those plastic fender, if they're willing to pay the shipping and a little bit, they can get a hold of me. And we'll ship them out to them.
Yeah, hey, so great. Let me see if I got this right. So you bought them off eBay. They're probably made in China. And they don't fit, right?
Wrong year. Completely wrong year. I have a 1992. And they sent a 2006.
Oh. Okay. Course, well, yeah, no. Completely different
eBay
body
found,
style.
It found in my favor and returned all the money. But... yeah, just the standard.
The Hemo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to get aid to Ukraine. This week, President Biden called Republicans extreme in an attempt to get his funding approved.
Extreme Republicans are playing chicken with our national security, holding Ukraine's funding hostage with their extreme partisan border policy. Petty partisan angry politics can't get in the way of our responsibility as a leading nation in the world.
Republicans are opposed to passing the measure unless Democrats agree to border policy changes now that 12,000 immigrants a day are entering the United States illegally. Axios is reporting University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is being asked to resign by the board of Penn's Wharton Business School. A wealthy donor pulled a $100 million gift to the school, citing McGill's appearance on Capitol Hill this week, talking about school policy on anti-Semitism as the main reason. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesh is with us. So Greg bought these plastic fender flares, and Kles, what you use them for in many cases is if you have rust around your fenders, wheel wells, the bed in the front or mostly in the back of pickup trucks, you can bolt these on, and it kind of covers up the rust, and if you walk by the car, you get less chance of getting sliced up by the, you know, the rough, sharp edges. So it's a great way to go, but what I'm finding is exactly what you're saying. People on eBay either send me the wrong thing, or it doesn't fit. And in my case, I didn't buy the fender flares because I don't have enough material to screw them in, because it rusted so bad on my 2004 Chevy pickup that there's no place to screw the fender flares into, but or bolt them on. But I did buy replacement headlights. So after about 18 years or so, the headlights became cloudy, these acrylic headlights on a Chevy 2004 pickup truck. And so I got these from eBay and I put them on, and the new ones from China didn't fit. So I contacted the seller and said, hey, you know, these don't fit. I have to, you know, I showed them. And the molding was, the way the snaps held these lights in was wrong. They copied and copied and copied, you know, so many headlights that they became out of spec. And so he said, I'll give you 50% off or you can send it back. I said, I'll take the 50% off. And I spent, you know, a half hour, an hour making them fit. I got them to fit. And then within a year or so, the new ones are changing color, but only where that light comes through them from the light bulb behind them. So these things are lacking the ultraviolet protection. They're junk. It's like everything else I see from China. Absolute junk. At least on eBay.
Actually,
and I think eBay is...
These look like they're in pretty good shape, actually. Uh-huh. But I was wrong on the years. 2009 to 2014.
Yeah, well, that's what you said. You said 2009
yeah.
to 2014.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So contact Greg.
F-150 style and... side pocket rivet bolt-on style fender flares. Yeah.
Okay.
$77, actually, mm-hmm. is what the price was.
And so why did you buy those, Greg? What were you trying to do?
I've got a little bit of rust I'm starting, and so I was going to take off the aluminum, a piece around the fender, grind the rust out, paint it, and put those fender flares on.
Okay.
Seal, you know, make sure there was no rust and put them on. Yeah, just for looks, basically. And, you know, they do help with mud, keep the mud flying up on the side of the truck.
F-150, yeah. That's the, you know, the most popular truck ever made. At least that's what's been reported, the Ford F-150. So we have some customers that have them. We don't work on a lot of Fords. But here's what I've noticed. The new models with the aluminum body, the aluminum fenders, you know, the aluminum hood, you know, to save weight on these full-size pickup trucks, after they puffed them out and made them really supersized, at least they appear to be supersized, they lightened the load by taking the steel out and putting aluminum in place. Well, one of our customers said, can you all get me some sandbags because it's so light in the back I can't drive it in slippery weather. So here's a guy who's got one, and he wants some weight back in it. And rightfully so, because it's so light in the back, he doesn't have the traction to use it as a pickup truck. And then something must have hit the tailgate and flaked the paint off. It seems that whatever the primer they're using and whatever the final coat is that they're using, the final coat doesn't hit the adhere to the primer well enough to keep the paint from flaking off. This is a, you know, relatively new Ford F-150. Ford has lost its way, Class. It absolutely
yes.
has.
I have to agree with you. And and the electric vehicles are being turned in faster than they're purchasing them.
You know, the CEO of President of Ford decided to take one of his highly touted, y'all get one of these electric trucks, decided to take it on Route 66, see how well, you know, how well it ran. It was a couple years after it was unveiled, right? So recently he took a ride in it, and he found out they got a problem. He can't fill them up. Because the charging stations are so few and far between. It's like buying a car and not having gas stations. That's what this is like. And that's what they're unrolling. And the big buffoon is the cheerleader for this. So he's incentivizing the automobile manufacturers to make these monstrosities. And, well, here's another thing. The cost of repairing one, nobody wants to fix them. Because they're afraid that... Well, to get the battery to, you know, work on panels, you've got to work around the batteries, and the structure is welded together. So it's not like you can unbolt, you know, pieces of it and replace, you know, structural pieces of the of these electric vehicles, because they have to be strong enough to support this real heavy battery pack, which is, you know, in the typically in, from the front of the vehicle to the back of the vehicle, from the side to the side. So it takes the whole floor pan. So they're having trouble working on these things. Nobody wants to work on them, and it costs at least 50% more to have somebody work on an electric vehicle for the same kind of repair, like, you know, a ding or a dent from a, you know,
well,
a parking
lot. The study that came out on electric vehicles is it's like paying $7 a gallon for fuel. That's how much it's costing you. Now, does that sound environmentally friendly? Knowing the way that we're making the electricity?
Yeah. And it looks like, you know, these lawmakers want to have more nuclear reactors. That's the biggest, dumbest thing I can think of. You know, they can... Hey, Greg, I can't think of stupidity faster than they can roll out stupidity. I can't think of it. I can't... You know, if I spent full time, what would be the dumbest thing they could do? They can figure it out faster and have a plan for it than I can figure out what they might do. That's stupid. And, you know, John Wayne said, life is really hard, and it's even harder if you're stupid. And he's right.
Totally right. Completely.
You know, Greg, here's an interesting story. So, in Atlanta, Georgia, there is a home that used to be Martin Luther King's childhood home. It is in Auburn Avenue in Atlanta. Now, the home was built in 1895, and so it was sold to the King's family, the grandfather, in 1909, 14 years later, for $3,500. Now, this is a nice-looking home. This is a, you know, kind of a city home. It's not one that is kind of like, maybe 35 feet, 40 feet between homes. It's a freestanding wood frame home, Victorian era, either two or three bedrooms as far as I can tell. It has a porch on the front and a porch on the side. It's elaborate, okay? Tall windows, almost from the probably 2 feet off the floor to maybe a foot off the ceiling. So tall windows in the front. It's a nice looking Victorian home. Sold for $3,500 in 1909. Now, you got to ask yourself, this is in the city, Atlanta. So real estate was more expensive in the city than in the suburbs. So the whole house and the land, everything, $3,500. And in 1909. Now, what would that house cost today? I'm thinking several hundred thousand. What happened between 1909 and today that would cause that house to go up to several hundred thousand dollars? Inflation. And inflation. Now, who's responsible for a lot of that? That would be the guy who's in the big chair right now, because he's been at the public trough for 50 years. I'm talking about the commander-in-chief. He is one of the people responsible for the destruction of the United States of America. So a house that was $3,500, which was a nice house, and most people would say, you know, I'd live there. It's pretty nice. A nice neighborhood, you know, even in the city. I mean, I don't want to live in the city, but if I were inclined to do that, this house would be just fine. Well, our government, the Federal Reserve, and our corrupt Congress and senators and presidents have destroyed the economy to the point where this house would go from $3,500 to a couple hundred thousand. And now it's used. You know, it was new in 1895. It was new. So it was probably about $1,000 in 1895. Unbelievable. Wow. Well, maybe $2,000.
Well, you know, when they started playing around with the Federal Reserve System and they started issuing notes, and pretty soon you realized they weren't going to cash in on the notes. You couldn't go get your real dollar with them. It's just a bill for a dollar. That was the beginning of the end, right there.
Absolutely, and we fund endless wars. Greg, I'm pretty sure you're aware that Joe and company are saying that they are going to remove the student debt from people who have decided they would sign up for student debt and go to school and spend those funds for education. And Joe wants to forgive student debt. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court says, no, it's illegal. Can't do that. So the question, I was sitting in the truck with Mrs. Finelli yesterday, and she said, what gives him the right to do that? What gives him the right to break the law? Think about that, class. That's what this is. Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional, and Joe's going to do it anyway. And how about the out in your neck of the woods? There is a, they've been working on this for years, maybe 20 years, a high-speed rail line between Los Angeles, California, and Las Vegas, Nevada, almost 200 miles of rail line. It's going to cost over $100 billion, $100 billion with a B by the time they're done, and Joe just signed up and gave some more funding in the billions to make this happen. So the people,
you know,
can,
what, you know what it costs for a flight on, say, maybe Frontier or Spirit Airlines just to go to L.A.?
From Las Vegas?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Under $100.
Is that there and back?
Yeah. Maybe.
Well,
yeah,
Greg, let me ask.
From Salt Lake to L.A., it's about $75 to $100 round trip.
Let me ask you this, Greg. What is in the national interest to allow people to go from provide transportation, high-speed transportation, so you can get there in a little over 2 hours from L.A. to Las Vegas? It sounds to me like that will get you to gambling and prostitution faster. Well, what is it? What is it that Las Vegas makes in the desert that would cause people to go there other than prostitution and gambling? And maybe a show between prostitution and gambling. Am I missing something?
What would I call this? I would call it common core math. It starts to make a little bit more sense.
Now, what happens if you're going just under 200 miles an hour in a train, and an animal decides to cross the tracks? Can you stop? I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely not. No. And if that train does come off the tracks, will you survive at 200 miles an hour?
Impossible.
That's the question.
Impossible.
That's disintegration speed.
Absolutely.
Literally disintegration speed.
Dismemberment.
Oh, yeah. You would be in a closed coffin.
Yeah. It's like paying for a ticket to ride in a blender. What do I know? I'm not going to Las Vegas. I've been there. And I got to tell you, Greg, Las Vegas seemed pretty dirty inside those buildings to me. I mean, the carpeting was stained. I mean, I've been to a convention, National Association of Broadcasters. I was not impressed. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Class, you just heard a commercial by Ron Allen, and he's the big voice of USA Prepares. And he's a USA Prepares instructor. And I think his commercial about "We want pizza tonight," I think that is one of the finest commercials ever made. Written, produced, voiced, just brilliant. And so I called him up, and I said, "So, Ron, are those your children in that we're hearing?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." So if you're just wondering, it's just a, you know, point of interest that it was his family that did that. He wrote it, and I think it's brilliant. You know, Greg, right up your alley is water, right? So there's headlines, Wall Street Journal, and Bitcoin mining used more water than New York City did last year. Bitcoin mining. What an extravagant, needless waste of water.
Who did
Bitcoin
now?
Bitcoin mining. So here's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Bitcoin mining, you know, mining for Bitcoins. And the reason is, these supercomputers require so much water to cool off, you know, the computers. So they've got to pump the water. They take it out of the ground, lakes, filter it, make sure it's, you know, doesn't have chunks in it. And they build these systems, and then there's the evaporation. So mining Bitcoin, which produces nothing other than a medium of exchange, is wasting more water than is used by the city of New York last year.
Not only that.
This is serious stupidity.
I want you to think about, they put a data center in Utah by the, what they call the Point of the Mountain. And that data center, the amount of water that it uses, you can take a wild guess.
Well, I would say it uses an enormous amount. I've been past it. I have driven past this. There's a lake on probably a man-made lake used to cool off the computers that are in this data center. And there's a sign there, and I'm paraphrasing, and you're talking about a federal data center, right, in Utah. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Well, here's what okay. here's what it
and,
is.
And there's a sign that says
it's classified.
Okay.
It's classified. You can't find out how much water or how much electricity it uses. Why would they classify it?
Right. Right. And well, because somebody with pencil and paper could figure out how much computing they're doing by the waste of heat energy that this thing is producing. So if it's using water, it's taking the water to remove the heat from the computers. So that's heating up the atmosphere, Joe. Okay? And how many gas stoves are we worried about, you know, for pollution? And people forget that generating electricity pollutes the air. It absolutely does. It pollutes the planet with electromagnetic radiation as that electricity is carried from the generation point all the way to the receptacle that the device is plugged into to use that electricity. And I submit to you it's about 40-something percent, like 47% of the energy is lost by the time you get to plug in your device from where it was generated to where you use it, about 47%. That's my estimation, and I'm standing by it. And it's immutable with me, and I'm not going to move off that point. And I don't think it's going to be proven that I'm wrong. But here's the thing. There's a sign that says right at that federal building that, what is it? You have nothing to worry about. If you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. That's the sign that was out there as I read it, you know, maybe 15 years ago or 14 years ago or 13 years ago when I drove
past
that.
Nothing to fear, huh?
Right. Yeah,
wow.
Big Brother. It's like, don't worry. We're, you know, we just have this massive water-cooled data retention center. We're storing everything on everybody. We're monitoring everything that you do.
Well,
but you have nothing to fear if you're not doing anything wrong.
The electric lines that they ran to that data center just happened to go over a friend of mine's property. They're, and of course, that whole house no longer exists there anymore. It burned down, but I kind of wonder why. But you would go underneath it. I set up a canopy, you know, one of those little tent type canopies for shade to make, you know, so we could do some lunch while we're taking a break from drilling the well. And when I went under to put that thing up, I could hardly put it up. I had to put on rubber gloves. It shocked me. It hurt. And I was not directly underneath it. There's a lot of electricity going through there. And in the evening, you could touch it with your skin, and you can see a little electrical light, you know, like a little static going through a piece of metal into your body and probably through your shoes as well. It's mind-blowing how much electricity they've got going to that data center. I can't even imagine.
I submit to you, class, that if you, and I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't even think about doing this. But if a person were to go near those electric high-tension power lines, they would hear 60-cycle hum. You would hear the leakage of electricity. And where is it leaking from? It's leaking from those wires through the insulators onto the metal supports into the ground. That's where it's going. Into the ground.
Hey, you know,
for sure.
We'll talk about what the power plant out here tried as soon as... Are we on a break now?
Yeah, we're done. We're done for today. We'll do it next week.
Oh, okay.
Greg, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. See you next week.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com.
www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.